The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Padraig Corcoran has come to us hot foot from Bloom in the Park.
Good morning, Pat.
How is it?
It's blooming beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous, Pat. I was there early this morning, walked through the 22 show gardens. So you've got large, medium and small gardens. And you've also got 13 postcard gardens as well, which are absolutely beautiful as well. But the gardens are fabulous, lovely colour, Irish grown plants, of course. And every garden is different, Pat. That's what I love about Bloom. There's something for everyone.
Now, the large gardens, they're generally sponsored, aren't they?
They are indeed, yeah. They're all pretty much sponsored. The standout ones for me, there was a couple in particular. Coming Home to Nature by Nicola Haynes was a really, really nice garden. It's really designed to inspire developers and builders to incorporate biodiversity nesting boxes into new builds. So I thought that was a very interesting garden and lots you could take from that. Love that Keeling feeling as well. It's designed by James Purdy, sponsored by Keeling Fruit Farm, of course, and it celebrates the best of Irish farmland. The old stone walls, the hedgerows are there, but you've also got the incorporation of planting of fruit trees. Apple trees, rhubarb, strawberries are all planted. It was a really, really nice garden and something, again, you could take back to your own garden. Yeah. And the Tulsa garden, I thought, also was really nice. It's a fostering garden. It's collectively called Together We Grow, and it's designed by Robert Moore, and he won the public award last year. And again, a beautiful garden, lots of biodiversity planting, little secret areas.
Now, in the medium show gardens, I'm intrigued by this one. The Citroën Floating Lounge Garden.
Yes, this is sponsored by Citroën, and I think it's linked to their suspension in their car. So they very cleverly created a platform area that looks like it's floating above the garden. And again, it's beautifully planted with lots of biodiversity flowers as well. Mm. So very much environmental friendly, but also, celebrates the best of Citroën.
Now, given the conversation we had with Sean Defoe earlier on, the Early Cancer Detection is Key Garden, designed by David Gallagher and sponsored by Marie Keating Foundation and AstraZeneca.
And Marie Keating are there every year, Pat, supporting Bloom. And again, it's bringing that awareness of early detection with all of us and the need to get ourselves checked out. But again, the planting is very soft. It's very subtle. Lots of seating areas in that particular garden. Very, very pretty garden as well.
Now, that area where the show gardens are is a relatively small area, but there's lots more to Bloom.
There is indeed, and it's 70 acres at the end of the day, Pat. Right beside the show gardens, you've got the OPW Victorian Wall Garden, always well worth a view for the beautiful planting, the vegetables, the herbs, the fruiting plants. But also you've got 100 Irish producers, food and drink producers, are going to be at Bloom this year with the best of Irish produce, but also a lot of talks every day. There are gardening talks, there are sustainability talks, and also many cookery demonstrations with all the leading chefs are going to be there. So it's really very much a family day. It's not a garden festival per se. It's food and horticulture.
So, and if you're thinking of going, the tickets are priced at €30. But then if you've got kids, two under 12 will go
free with every adult. So it's a really good offer. The weather is going to be really good, Pat. We've high pressure coming in. We're looking at temperatures up to 22 degrees. So bring the sun cream, bring some money for ice cream. My advice is to go early. So it opens at 9 o'clock, runs right through to 6 o'clock. You'll have no problem spending 4 or 5 hours walking all the gardens and listening to
now,
the various
there
talks.
There is parking, but you pay for that.
You pay for parking.
And what about public transport?
Public transport, again, there's shuttle buses coming from Houston Station. But it's a relatively short walk from Houston as well. But loads of parking all around Bloom. But my advice is to get in early.
All right. Padraig Corcoran, thank you very much for that Bloom preview. Now, we've loads of questions for you, Padraig.
Okay.
I've seen an evergreen shrub in a neighbouring garden that has lots of deep red flowers hanging down from the branches. Would Padraig happen to know what that plant is, and could it be planted now? I'd love one for my own garden.
Well, the weather conditions are brilliant for planting at the moment, Pat. If it's evergreen and red flowering, my guess here is it's Crinodendron hookerianum, which is the Chilean lantern tree. So it produces little red lantern-like flowers, very similar to a fuchsia flower, but larger. The foliage is evergreen. Comes to us from Chile, and it's a great plant. If you plant it now, it'll be in bloom this time next year.
This one for this year, what hydrangeas can I plant now that will produce flowers this year? A mix of colours if possible, and do I need special soil or feeds?
probably one of the most favoured plant, summer flowering plants, are hydrangeas. You've got the old traditional type, the mop head, in pinks and blues. They'll be available in garden centres, ready to flower. But you've also got the paniculata family, Pat. These produce beautiful cone-shaped flowers in white, pink and red. If you plant them at this time of year, they'll come into flower about the middle of June and flower through to November. So an excellent time.
And does the soil determine the colour?
Well, it does on the mop head varieties. If you've got limey soil, you're going to have pink hydrangeas. Acidic soil, you'll have blue hydrangeas. And with the paniculata family, the soil type doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. With heavy rain back again, I have lots of slugs and snails eating my baby cabbage and lettuce. What organic or natural treatment can I use to stop them eating those?
Well, here's one. This is advice I got actually from a grower in Chelsea, the Chelsea Flower Show, a grower that used to grow hostas. And you know how the slugs relish the hostas.
Yeah.
The treatment to use is garlic wonder. So it's a liquid. You simply apply it to the foliage of the edible plants, the cabbage in this instance, and the slugs and snails are deterred by it. It doesn't leave any garlic flavour on your on your vegetables, but and it's safe or it's very environmentally friendly.
Garlic wonder.
Garlic wonder.
Can you tell me, Porrick, what flowering bedding plants would be suitable for a shaded bed? I want a splash of colour all summer if possible, but the bed is shaded from 2 p.m. daily.
Okay, so it's only getting morning sun. So the best two are busy lizzies, will flower from now, again, right through to November, or begonias. And begonias come in a whole range of different varieties and colours. A great plant to plant for shade. If you want something more permanent that's going to come back year after year, choose maybe hostas, astilbes, or brunnera. There's a lovely brunnera called Jack's Frost, which has beautiful speckled foliage and blue flowers. They would all be ideal.
My roses have started blooming. How do I protect them from black spot and mildew? I want to keep them clean of pests and diseases if I can. What should I feed them and how to protect them?
So feed them once a month with a rose fertiliser. Rose feeds tend to be high in potassium, so that's really good. So once a month with the rose feed, and also treat them with something like Rose Rescue or Rose Clear about every fortnight at this time of year, and that will control any pests and diseases.
There used to be a treatment using washing up liquid.
There was, and baking soda.
Yeah.
You can try that as well, Pat, but it's just not as effective. Something like Rose Clear and Rose Rescue are systemic. They enter the system of the plant and they work from within, like an antibiotic.
Okay.
Whereas the baking soda and liquid is contact, so you have to continue to spray with that.
Okay. Have you heard of ground cover called Romance? Is it hard to grow on a steep slope and how much ground will it cover?
I'd say the listener is thinking of one of the geraniums. It's a beautiful blue flowering geranium that gives fantastic ground cover. It'll spread up to 2 metres in diameter. Blue flowers from now right through to the end of the summer.
Now, Fred's been on. He says, what plant feed can I use on my garden shrubs and on the hedging and on the flower beds? Is there one I can use for all?
There is indeed. You could use Osmo Pro 6 would be ideal. So a granulated fertiliser with the recent rain, Pat, it's a really good time to feed shrubs. In general, they're actively growing at the moment. So Osmo Pro 6 would work really well. Here's a tip: if you're buying bags of fertiliser, get something 10 kgs or heavier because there's zero VAT. Anything under 10 kgs is 23%.
So buy in bulk and you...
Well, buy 10 kg. It's not that big of a bag, or 25 kg or 15 kg. Anything over 10 kg is considered agricultural fertiliser is zero VAT.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, another question from Aisling. I have a spot on the garden by a wall that has no planting. There are roots of silver birch trees close by. I'd like to put in a raised bed and sow flowers for cutting. What type of materials should I use to make the raised bed from?
Well, Aisling, you could consider maybe something natural like timbers. Treated timber would be really effective. Or if you want something maybe a little bit more permanent, you can get edging, concrete edging bricks that will create the raised bed.
You used to be able to buy second-hand railway sleepers.
Not a good idea, Pat. They're carcinogenic. The creosote that were in them.
You don't get them anymore.
You don't get them anymore anyway. But you will in your local garden centre get timber sleepers. Technically, they're not sleepers, but they're called that, and they're pressure treated to stop them from rotting. And Aisling then could plant up with a whole range of different plants, including trailing plants at the front to soften the timber and soften the concrete.
Can I sow tumbling tomatoes now and chili peppers too? And where can I get comfrey from?
Oh, you should get comfrey in your local garden centre. If you know somebody that grows organically, they'll have comfrey. It makes a fantastic liquid feed. In terms of tumbler tomatoes, they're available in your local garden centre. Chili peppers, aubergines, all still can be planted at this time of year.
For anyone in Cabra, Ashtown, Blanchardstown or Chapel, is it? Is there supervised bike parking perfect given the weather forecast? This is at Bloom. Do we know?
I'm not sure now. I'm not sure
about that. Because it would be a nice way to arrive.
A great way to.
But if your bike is gone when you come out, that's no good.
But I'm sure they have some facilities for that. Mm. Lots of information, Pat, on the Bloom website.
Okay.
As well.
Is it okay to plant trees at this moment?
Yeah, the soil conditions are absolutely perfect for planting. There's plenty of moisture in the soil, so it's great planting weather.
This one here is about ground elder weed in my garden. Mm. Any advice? And is there a plant that would be competitive against it?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, ground elder is a spreading weed. It only grows about 15 inches in height. So I mean, I suppose you could get something taller than that to suppress it. But really, you want to get rid of the ground elder if you can. Don't be tempted to dig it out because you're propagating the weed. Cover it with black polythene if you can leave it down for 6 months. That'll help to kill it. Or use a systemic weed control. Mm.
I planted a silver birch back in October of last year, a lot of them. They're all thriving bar one, lagging behind a bit. Should I be concerned or anything I can do to help the laggard?
It'll settle in. I mean, silver birch is a very, very simple and easy tree to grow. It's a native Irish tree, of course. Give it a little bit of liquid feed or a small bit of granulated feed will help it. As long as there's foliage on it and it's beginning to grow, then it'll settle in and be perfectly fine.
Final one. I want to put a Portuguese laurel hedge in a patio area that's currently all stone fill. Oh. What depth of soil would be required for the hedge?
You need, think of it long term. If you're putting Portuguese laurel, it needs to be there for the next 30 years. So I would go down a metre deep and a metre wide, at least create a trench that size with good topsoil, put in some organic matter and put your Portuguese laurel
in. And that soil is there to feed the plant,
exactly.
I presume, because... roots will find their way through virtually anything.
They will, but obviously there needs to be a certain good level of topsoil there for the hedge to thrive and look well. You can always supplement the feeding once a year with the Osmo Pro 6 anyway to keep it green and keep it healthy.
All right, Porty, you're going back up to Bloom?
I am indeed.
Okay, well.
Thanks, Pat.
Might bump into you there. Who knows? Porty Corcoran, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.